Hello, everyone. My name is Janet Holton, and this commentary is on recycling. I have hesitated to publicly state what has been on my mind, for many on the opposite side of this issue are my friends. We interact both personally and professionally on a daily basis. Our children have graduated together, and we and our young ones continue to attend school and church functions together. I want to thank Linda Herf for asking me how I felt and giving me a generous amount of time to tell her how I feel. We had a great conversation, and now I feel more confident in sharing with everyone else how I feel, too. I am not a fan of the blue bags, either in whole or in part. In whole, they are inconvenient, wasteful, and they will continue to cost the borough money. In part, and I mean literally, the bags attract animals. I used to think that people who had problems with their bags needed to rinse their recyclables or tie their bags better until it happened to me. I have little bits of blue shrapnel in my yard and in the ditch. They are not eco-friendly, non-recyclable, and I will not miss handling them repeatedly each week before someone else does. I might be considered an insider because I'm a borough employee. Even though this is the case, I'm hoping that my insider knowledge might help people to see where I'm coming from and how that has helped shape my views. Recycling has been a municipal-driven task for over 20 years. I was a member of the Public Works staff in the early 90s when Eli Lucas ordered a woven bag system for the then city departments. They were blue and cream colored, had the words, "Once is not enough, recycle," and had a stand that would hold two bags. Until approximately 2 years ago, some departments still incorporated these bags into their recycling effort. The municipality has and continues to manage and maintain the recycling program with one exception, and that is the pickup and drop-off of the bags. The recycling program does not and cannot stand alone in the private sector. It has been stated that the borough does not support local private enterprise. I worked on a check run this past week, and of the 49 checks that were issued, 23 of them went to vendors and individuals in this community who provided goods and services to the borough. That's just in 1 week. Times that by 52 weeks, and I am confident that the Petersburg Borough is the most supportive of local private enterprise and not the least. All of this comes before the borough has issued paychecks to municipal employees who spend money in the borough, too, or have shown support to various nonprofits in Petersburg. I also think that if any of us have shopped online, taken advantage of free shipping, or taken a trip to Juneau or Ketchikan and shopped, that our actions have also affected the local private enterprise. I'm admitting that I shop this way, and I'm working on buying more locally when I can. It has been suggested that the borough cut positions in order to keep the recycling program at the current status and renewing or extending the contract for Ruger's Trucking. At the rate of the current contract, if Ruger's Trucking puts in 20 hours a week into the pickup and drop-off of the blue recycling bags, that comes to almost $90 an hour. Divide that by two, and that equals almost $45 an hour, which is more than most department heads make. If two sanitation workers whose hourly rate is much less are terminated or laid off, then that cuts the sanitation department staff in half and now affects two households instead of one. How are the two people remaining in the sanitation department going to process the recycling that Ruger's Trucking drops off, in addition to the often thankless job of dealing with all of our refuse? This solution is not only extremely unfair, to me it just doesn't make sense. And there would be the issue of eliminating union positions, which would likely be challenged, not only for the reasoning, but also for possibly violating an existing contract that was negotiated in good faith in favor of extending or renewing a contract that is about to expire. If a business owner feels ready to expand, oftentimes that means spending some money initially in order to make it happen. This could mean a bigger space, a bigger boat, more inventory, fill in the blank. If they need to take time to transition, they might rent a space or lease their permit, but in the end, that business owner is going to do what's best in order to see a return. I think that this is what's happening here. The plan has always been to eventually go to a cart system for recycling. For the transition period, PIA and Ruger's Trucking has filled in the gap. We can now go to carts and save money and build revenues over a few-year period. For the borough, that means that we purchase the carts and the truck now in order to start that cost savings and revenue building process sooner rather than later. It is cost-effective to recycle. In all of the years I have worked at the borough, I have not heard of department heads being directed to take cost-saving measures in order to return it to the same line item to spend it on the same thing. In the business world, you don't hire out the work that your existing employees or crew are capable of doing. The borough has heard loud and clear that they need to be conservative in their spending. Departments should be applauded, not criticized, for trying to do so. With the gloom and doom headline in the paper a couple of weeks ago, the time for us to save where we can, conserve where we can, and recycle as much as we can is now. Here's my 2 cents. At the length of this, some might think it's more. At the content, some might think it's less. No matter what you think it's worth, I hope you spend it in peace.